We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're spending these days with our Bibles open, reading the stories of the Old Testament in a series of studies that we're studying at this time about the great men and women of the Old Testament. And the subject of our lesson today is Samuel. So you'll want to turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, and verse 15. And we're going to begin reading how it was that the people had rejected Samuel for being a judge. Really, what they had done is rejected Jehovah, and they didn't want God reigning over them. And they knew that they'd have to get rid of Samuel. And so they asked Samuel to anoint them a king instead of letting him be the judge. And Jehovah, in his grief, said to Samuel, "They've not rejected thee. They have rejected me, but nevertheless do as they wish. Anoint them a king, but tell them what manner of king they will have." And Samuel told them, but still they wanted that king. And so it came to pass that there was a man named Saul of the tribe of Benjamin, a very goodly man, head and shoulders tall above all the people. And God had selected him to be anointed to be king in Israel. And Saul was out looking for his father's lost donkeys. They're called asses in the Old Testament. He was looking for the lost asses. And he decided he would inquire of Samuel to see if Samuel knew where they were. And so that's where we have come in our story in 1 Samuel chapter 9. And verse 15 is where we will begin reading, and that is when God had revealed to Samuel the fact that Saul would be coming and told him to anoint Saul to be king. It is such a fascinating story, and so we'll begin there in just a moment. So while you're turning, if you want to follow along, turn in your Bible to 1 Samuel 9, and while you are doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And for this study, we're following the guidance that was given to us by E.A. Elam for the churches of May 6th, 1923. Now let me begin reading in 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 15. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. "Now Jehovah had revealed unto Samuel the day before Saul came, saying, 'Tomorrow about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be prince over my people Israel. And he shall save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry is coming to me.' And when Samuel saw Saul, Jehovah said unto him, 'Behold, the man of whom I spake unto thee, this same shall have authority over my people.' Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, 'Tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is.' And Samuel answered Saul and said, 'I am the seer. Go up before me into the high place, for ye shall eat with me today. And in the morning I will let thee go and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And for whom is all that is desirable in Israel? Is it not for thee, and for all thy father's house?' And Samuel answered and said, 'Am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my father the least of all of the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou unto me after this manner?'" 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 22. And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought him into the guest chamber and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, who were there about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, Bring the portion which I give thee, of which I said unto thee, Set it by thee. And the cook took up the thigh, and that which was upon it, and set it before Samuel. And Samuel said, Behold, that which hath been reserved, and set it before thee, and eat, because unto thine appointed time it hath been kept for thee. For I said, I have invited with the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 25. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, he communed with Samuel upon the housetop. And they rose early. And it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul on the housetop, saying, Up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose. And they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. And as they were going down at the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still first, that I may cause thee to hear the word of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 1. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, Is it not that Jehovah hath anointed thee to be prince over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zelah. And they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left off caring for the asses, and is anxious for you, saying, What shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the oak of Tabor, and there shall meet thee there three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that thou shalt come up to the hill of God, which is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a band of prophets coming down from the high place with psaltery and timbrel and a pipe and a harp before them. And they will be prophesying, and the Spirit of Jehovah will come mightily upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are coming to thee, that thou do as occasion shall serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come unto thee and show thee what thou shalt do. 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 10. And it was so that when he had turned his back from going before Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they were come hither to the hill, behold, a band of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came mightily upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before him saw that, behold, he prophesied with the prophets. Then the people said one to another, What is this? Is come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And one of the same place answered and said, And who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, Is Saul also among the prophets? And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 14. And Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, Whither went ye?
And he said, to seek the asses. And when we saw that they were found, we came to Samuel. We saw that they were not found, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found. But concerning the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. And Samuel called the people together unto Jehovah, to Mizpah. And he said unto the children of Israel, thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all the kingdoms that oppressed you. But ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saveth you out of all your calamities and your distresses. And ye have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before Jehovah by your tribes and by your thousands. So Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near. The tribe of Benjamin was taken. And he brought the tribe of Benjamin near by their families, and the tribe of the Matrites was taken. And Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. But when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they asked Jehovah further, is there yet a man to come hither? And Jehovah answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the baggage. And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom Jehovah hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, long live the king. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before Jehovah. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went into his house to Gibeah. And there went with him the host whose hearts God had touched. But certain worthless fellows said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no present. But he held his peace. Now, we are requested to go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12. And we'll begin reading there. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 1 from the American Standard Version. And Samuel said unto all Israel, behold, I have hearkened unto your voice and all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my youth unto this day. Here I am, witness against me before Jehovah and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? And of whose hand have I taken a ransom to bind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it you. And they said, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, Jehovah is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they said, he is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, it is Jehovah that appointed Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may plead with you before Jehovah concerning all the righteous acts of Jehovah which he did to you and to your fathers, when Jacob was come up to Egypt, and your fathers cried unto Jehovah. Then Jehovah sent Moses and Aaron, who brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them to dwell in this place. But they forgot Jehovah their God, and sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab. and they fought against them. We'll continue this with the next class.